Southern Boone gets some players forward here. Throw into the 18-yard box. Hansley gets a touch on, and it's just wide of the near post. Well designed there as it rolls beyond the back line for a goal kick. And an opportunity for Hasley if he could have kneed it in, but couldn't quite pull it off.
Yeah, that ball went crossed everybody. I think it caught everybody off guard a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Hard to believe that got through so many bodies to near the back post, but yeah. It did. 15:39 to go in the first half, no score. Egley knocked this away on the goal kick toward midfield. Headed back into Moberly's defensive half by Sobo Coe. Here's Moore. Moore as a dispossessed by Pritchard. Touched ahead now to Hackett, looking ahead. But no Whitechurch there to put any pressure on. Roberts takes that run off. Will it roll into the 18-yard box? Just barely does. Scooped up by McGee. McGee rolls it over to the far side where there's some space. Chipped forward down the near sideline, but out. And it's caught by one of Moberly's assistant coaches. Spartans will throw it in just on their defensive half. Mitch Long throws it in low to Taylor. Taylor just across midfield. It's poked away. Salmon's with it now for the Eagles. Taken back, though, by Hackett. Hackett looking ahead for Roberts, about 30 yards out. Tried to control it, couldn't do it. And a clear attempt, blocked, and now Roberts 25 yards out. Not sure he was trying to touch that, too, but it's taken back by Southern Boone.
Well, our forwards are not talking amongst each other. They're all trying to decide on who's going to take the ball instead of working in, as a team and playing.
Now Haslick trying to counter, about 20 yards away from the Moberly goal at an odd angle. Chips it on, it goes toward the far post, and you've got the diminutive Sapp trying to find space for a cross, couldn't do it. Moberly clears
was,
for a moment, a whistle.
That was a handball.
And a handball committed by Pauly as he tried to touch that down about 20 yards out. So still no score, 14-15 to play, an absolutely perfect night here at Moberly High School for just about anything. We've got boys soccer for you on the radio, on the captain, and centralmoinfo.com. Nate Sapp controls it off the goal kick for Southern Boone. Now Pauly looking ahead for more, but it's poked back for the Spartans. Turk has it, sends it over toward the far side. Mitch Ewing standing by. Ewing gives it off to Oberkrom as the Spartans look to counter. Chipped toward the center of the field, but it's only red shirts waiting. Here's Salmons. Salmons over here to the near side now. A lot of space for, looks like, Crow. Crow now ahead to Sapp. Sapp about 20 yards out, and he puts a shot on, and it's going to go beyond. Well, it would have gone beyond the back line of the far post, but Pretz went ahead and played it. Sapp not the biggest guy, so it was going to be ambitious for him to score from 20, 25 yards out. Off the goal kick, near midfield, actually goes off the official, and that works out for Moberly because it went right to Turk. Turk chips it ahead looking for Roberts, excuse me. Roth is out, and the ball's taken back by Southern Boone, repositioned for Moberly. Now here's Turk to Roberts, working a two-man game with Ewing over toward the far side. Will it stay in play? Not quite, as Oberkrom couldn't maintain possession. Southern Boone a throw in, 13 minutes to go in a scoreless first half. And it looks like, I believe that's Roth over on the far side, trotting back in. And Ewing heads out. I don't think that is Roth, actually. We'll try and figure out who that is over there. Again, Roth battling a groin injury he suffered last week. Coach Murray wasn't sure how long he'd be able to go today. He did start the game, but it's been out for about 10 minutes now. Soboko looking to counter. Here's Bartel on the near side, about 30 yards away from goal, trying to split a double team. Can't do it, but he does draw a foul. Attempting to split, Pritchard and Hackett, and he gets the whistle. Quickly put back in play by the Eagles. On the edge of the 18, Haslick on the near post, trying to get it around Hackett. Cannot. Hackett and Haslick battle for it here near the near corner. It rolls out, and apparently it is off of Moberly. Quick throw in there. The Moberly crowd disagrees. It's chipped in toward the edge of the 18, and it gets all the way into Pretz, who scoops it up. That appeared to be off Southern Boone on the throw, but the Eagles threw it in so quickly, and the officials did not object.
Yeah, and they put it in play real quick, both times, off the restart. They're going to have to do that.
Audie Wise battling for the ball on Southern Boone's defensive side, but it's taken away by the Eagles. Cleared toward midfield, where Long is waiting. Long to Taylor in the center of the field. To Roberts, he heads it forward. Can Wise run under it? Wise giving chase, but it's poked away by Verduin, a two-time All-Stater. Cleared toward the far side. It looks like that's Hunter Taylor who's in the game as the mid over on the far side. It's poked away from him and out. Actually was just barely off of Hunter. So a throw in for the Eagles. Chipped away by Pauly towards midfield. And it's controlled by the Eagles now. David Moore. Moore, his pass stolen away by Taylor. Taylor about 30 yards away from the Eagles' goal. Still with the ball at his foot. Chips it deeper down the far sideline. Hunter Taylor. Taylor knocks it off an Eagles player and out. So Moberly another throw in. In an attacking position here. No score, 11:05 to go in the first half. We'll see. Hackett, sub out. Ewing, check in for him. And we appreciate you joining us here online and on the radio and on Skype, helping to make this broadcast possible tonight. Jordan Taylor throws it into the 18-yard box. Wise header deflected. It looked like that might have been a handball, but no call. It goes to 20 yards away. Touches for Roberts. Gets it around the keeper and in. Buddy Roberts finds the net with 10:39 to play first half. And Moberly's on top 1-0.